feeling, I feel good talking about this. And almost this is really the first time I'm talking to you or anybody like you in this place. I feel we have an obligation. I've been to the mountains now, and I've healed myself. They said, you can't heal nobody else till you've healed yourself. Clean your backyard up so it looks nice. Invite your friends in. If they accept what you have done over a period of time, now you listen to their comments, good and bad, and clean it again, four times. Okay, we've done that four times, and everybody is happy. We have to offer it to them. Now I said, my backyard's clean. My backyard, not my mind. My heart is still dirty a little bit, but I'm cleaning it. I don't know what chemical to use. You know, I'm trying to get it out. I still have a feeling in there that I'm really ashamed of now. Respect our women, our little women, the young girls. We have to give them back their right in a place that is really theirs. This place is not for the man. We are only the caretakers. We are the gardener. And the gardener will not get his pay unless the garden's beautiful. We got a long ways to go to make our garden beautiful. We have to give our women back their role in life. The voices inside that room. So when we add the feathers of our birds, whatever you use from whatever area, whatever bird is sacred to that tribe, you should never say, no, mine is better, mine is more pretty. The grandfather made everything. It's equal. Yours is this color, mine's this. But the power is identical. If we first understand that. So when we add the feathers to the rattle, we say that this is going to take our message to grandfather.